I have taken a juice dive. It's true, in a basement in Bushwick, October 21st, 2011. I remember the date. Because let me tell you, when you take a juice dive...
Yeah, you don't forget it.
You don't forget
it. You live to forget it.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name's Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So we're really excited today in the Hey You Know It studio, brand new studio, brand new guest. You may know a little bit about these guys. If you listen to our show, you hear them at least twice.
Yes.
At the beginning of the show and at the end, we have Paul and Ev from Cinema Cinema.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes. Hello, Hey You Know It world. Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. So great to have you here.
You guys are still doing rock. Which I love.
What are you?
Because no, everybody else is like limp dicking it around.
There's a lot of limp dicking.
Oh, yes.
There's plenty of lip dinking.
Limp dicking.
Link docking.
Oh.
They're calling it docking now.
It's a
new sensation. You could Google docking.
Right.
It's an odd thing. We bring it as heavy and as crazy as ever. That's kind of like, it's a lot like an exorcism when we go at it. We don't really aim, you know. You know, we don't really aim to sound a certain way. Like, I think when you're a pitcher in Little League, they teach you to not aim the ball, to just throw it. And we just go naturally. We just throw it. We don't aim at anything. So we are loud. We are intense.
For example, last week we did a show. I went nuts. I broke my sticks. I threw them at people.
Get out.
I was screaming at people.
Were people totally into it?
Not so much. I mean, you know, not. I don't know. I couldn't really tell. But it wasn't about them. It was about me.
I like it when the musicians get a little nuts on stage, because that's the show part, right?
People usually appreciate it.
Like, you just don't, you want to see playing, but you also want to see some character up there, right?
Yeah.
Tons of character.
The passion really is what I think translates above what we kind of sound like. I think early on in the beginning, the first few years of the band, we were trying to really find our musical footing, and we were trying to really, I think, go with more song-based stuff or more conventional stuff, not unlike the song Four Alarm, which is at the beginning of your podcast.
Yeah.
But as Paul and I kind of grew into getting more and more comfortable with each other and trusting each other, the music really kind of reflects more who we are now. We're more influenced by what happens in our day and what's happened in our life than, say, by loving Black Sabbath. You know, I mean, like, it's kind of really a lot more confrontational and in your face.
Yeah,
than
I mean,
most
you
of
guys
the bands.
Haven't seen the videos. It gets in your face.
Oh my God, you guys.
We're not aiming to please anybody. And like, we're not trying to get into this whole shell game of trying to get some kind of a record deal or something. We've been a band for 5.5 years and we've existed on our own and we've learned how to flourish that way. We're not saying we always want to stay this way, but we're learning how to treat our little business very seriously and show all the other big businesses that we don't fucking need them.
So it's it's you two guys.
It's just the two of us. We're cousins.
And you guys are cousins. I think that is the best family configuration for a band.
I agree.
Like, it's
working out so far.
It's close enough, but
you know
it's
each
not,
other, but you're not up
not
each other's.
It's not like brothers,
exactly. There wasn't a lot of like growing up and like I hate him because he has my toy shit.
Yeah,
it was kind of, you know, like you said, like the distance, the one removed of cousins or whatever, really was helpful.
There's no
for
sibling
us.
Rivalry,
yeah, like we encourage, we're each other's biggest fans. Yeah. We encourage the other one to go at it as hard and as crazy as they can, and it's really. We're blessed. I mean, you know, it takes, when I was a little kid sitting on the toilet dreaming of like being on the cover of some magazine, I thought like, you know, you need the planets to align to be famous one day. And really, fuck that. You need the planets to align to find, you know, just another musical partner or partners to just pursue.
Just to get this far.
Yeah, just to pursue being in a band seriously or pursue your comedy seriously. You know, it's like, it takes so much more. It's not just like, you know, it takes a willingness and a lack of ego, you know, and a lack of expectations. So many things you need to learn how to do it. And Paul and I being cousins together, we kind of are lucky enough to be able to share the view of like the music comes first. There's a lot of hard work that goes towards it. We should expect nothing from this. You know, to get other people to subscribe to that is really not easy, let alone the amount of touring we do.
I was going to say, you guys have like a breakneck schedule, basically.
Right.
How many, you've done like a couple hundred shows
in
the past 4 years?
Yeah, we've done over 300 in the last 5 years.
So you guys, it's just like show.
It averages about like almost two a week, every week, pretty much.
And are you mostly, are you on, so for example, it's summertime now. People are listening to this in real time. Mm-hmm. You guys are going up and down the East Coast, or where's your, where do you usually, like, if people are looking for you on a regular basis, where can they find you?
The triangle. Yeah. Oh, the figure eight.
Yes.
It's kind of a figure.
Inside of a triangle.
Yes.
It's actually, there's two triangles. They're upset. They're inverted.
Okay.
The inverted triangle tour booking.
So
is
where
really...
is this triangle or figure
yeah.
eight?
Yeah.
Where they can find us for the most part is the figure eight is kind of is a reference to the way you approach touring when you get the ball rolling is you kind
as
of...
As we will, and
yes.
then you know it.
Yeah.
We'll take our shit on the road.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You kind of... You chart out what's doable, like, say, the East Coast, and you start to blaze a trail, like a figure eight, almost. You go down, and you keep on tracing that trail over and over and over for years when it starts off nobody knows you. And now 5.5 years later, we could tour up and down the East Coast and get put up on floors. We have bands who ask us on to bills.
That's
we
awesome.
Have a, we have a network that it took years of doing it. It took a lot of time sleeping in the band.
Yeah.
But we kind of crafted that. So the East Coast is really where we are for the most part when we're doing most of our stuff on our own. We've toured a bunch with a couple of different people, one of which is Greg Ginn, who is the guitar player of Black Flag.
Yeah, some of you may have heard of Black Flag.
Yeah,
we just actually...
just a little band, you know, with that
little outfit that's been around for
inconsequential.
A couple of months.
Yeah.
It's called Black Flag.
Yeah, we just actually opened for them.
That's amazing.
How was
at Warsaw.
At Warsaw.
How was that show? Like, was the crowd just insane?
I was traveling that week, and I was
yes, you
were.
I haven't
go.
Been to a show like that in years, but who is it us? Are we there?
I can tell
you.
You
know what I mean? It's a lot of me and Katie.
There was some. It was varied.
There's
it
a lot
was
of
varied.
Black Polish.
There was at least one black Pole.
Yeah.
At least one black Pole.
We love black Poles.
Black Pole is another fucking podcast in itself. That's not for cinema.
Black Poles.
No.
It's just crazy. It's crazy.
The way we've been describing those Black Flag shows is like if we could tell you the best story possible, it's still not as good as how it went.
Really?
You know, we really were very, very fortunate. The crowds were nuts. They were somewhat kind of hostile, but we're pretty hostile. Hostile in general, hostile to one of the other opening bands, but we're pretty fucking hostile ourselves.
Really? Yeah.
So we'd like that's how you break your sticks, and then what do you do with your sticks when you break them? When you get
attacked?
No, I hear
I don't
what
know.
You're saying. Like I went to see a Björk concert, and either you like Björk, you don't like her, and there was a band before that was playing, and nobody who goes to a Björk concert gives a fuck about the band. In fact, we all try to come late, so everyone comes late. The band's just starting, and there was that same kind of like. Get on, you know, come on, we're waiting for the show.
Well,
even if the band is good, which they were, sometimes people are like, we came here to see, you know, certain
our
things.
Taste test really was judged by one of the other opening bands kind of getting a standing there and everyone having their arms folded kind of reaction.
Oh, wow.
And then we went on and it was full to the brim. It was capacity by the time we went on, which we were fortunate for. And by the middle of our second song, a mosh pit erupted and the whole floor was going crazy.
Good.
Yeah.
So when a relatively unknown band comes into a 1,000-seat place and everyone's there waiting for Black Flag and then they get their asses moved, like what
that's,
we did to them, it was
they
it
probably
was a
didn't
success.
Want to move either. You know how people are.
Yeah.
It definitely started out with people watching us the same way.
Like,
looking at us like, what are they
going
to do?
Yeah.
And then they had to surrender.
Yeah.
Trying to rock a little bit.
I guess I'll play music.
And I think, like, I've seen your videos, and it's like, I would imagine one of your performances is like five performances, like, in one. There's so much, it's
that's
intense.
Good,
so you're saying you're doing two a week? I'm like, no, that's like 10 a week.
It is.
We do
kind of go into a little bit of our own like kind of trance, and then we come out of it. It's pretty heavy. It's pretty crazy. It's not the regular call and response bullshit kind of band thing of like, okay, hey, we're Bobby Johnson and the Arkansas Seven. We're gonna do this one for you, and then you play, and then everyone.
That's a good one.
Oh shit! I have all of their records, but you know they play their first song and then they stop and you clap and then they have an antidote for the second song. We don't fucking do any of that.
Well, that's
we come out.
You do a set.
Yeah,
we come out. We
and
maybe
it's athletic.
Say a word or two.
It's very aerobic workout that we get.
You
oh
my
playing
God. Yourself on the stage.
And we don't stop between songs. We start the first song.
Why should you?
Yeah.
We don't. We're not up there.
Right.
We're not up there for. Yeah.
We're nice enough to warn people before, but we're gonna play. We're not gonna stop.
No,
yeah.
I like that.
You know?
You're gonna get. Well, how long do you guys do? You do 40 minutes?
We basically have like a crafted like 36 minute set.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's from start to finish. You know, we don't stop. We do improvised segues between the songs.
That does sound like a class at the gym.
Yeah, I mean, it's intense. But it's intense. There's puddles all over by the time
you've almost slipped in your own juice.
I have fallen in my juice. I have taken a juice dive. It's true, in a basement in Bushwick, October 21st, 2011. I remember the date because, let me tell you, when you take a juice dive...
Yeah, you don't forget it.
You don't forget
it. You live to forget it.
We're going to do this. This is a segment called Hey, You Will Know It.
Yeah. This is where we have our resident intuitive and tarot card reader, Marcy Currier. She has pulled a card on these guys.
Oh, we went to, now Marcy is no joke.
Yeah.
Marcy she is well trained. Yeah. And so I contacted her with a question. And I picked this question. It just came to me. I was listening to your music. And I was like, I don't know how they could fit any more sound into any one of their songs. So yeah.
It's packed.
Yeah.
It's like sound seeping out the side.
Yeah. The question is, does CinemaCinema have a hidden strength that they need to bust out?
Okay. Bust out.
Bust
not
out.
Just reveal.
I was like, you know what? I
bust
expected.
Out.
Yeah.
I expected.
Bust
like Alien.
Yeah.
Oh. Right at your chest.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And fly across
and
the room.
Shit.
So she wrote back, the answer is, by golly, yes.
Mm.
And you got the death. You got the death reversed card, and it says, this tells me the band has some significant transformative power that they have yet to tap into.
You guys don't even know what you're fucking with.
Juices.
Yeah, and are perhaps resisting in an effort to maintain a cohesive image or something of the like. She says, if I were there, I would ask them if there's any changes in their direction, sound, structure, or whatever that they've been feeling they need but they're trying to avoid. This is Marcy.
Marcy always takes you to task on shit. You never get away with what you should do.
She clarifies it even more. So she pulls another card out. It's the Knight of Cups.
What?
And she says, encourages them to really open up, listen to their creative muses, and follow their hearts doing what they love. And then she pulled out the Three of Wands and said,
pow.
This...
Boom. Threw it on the team.
They should do it even, especially if they have no idea where it would take them, or what it would mean for the band in the long run.
Wow.
And then the last one is the Ten of Cups. It says that everyone would be happier when they tap into their hidden strength, even if it means significant change. She goes on, now she's going to give you some quotes here. She goes, that, my friends, is the nature of art. Seriously, this band is comprised of some serious artists who would do well to remember that they, as Francis Bacon once said, the job of the artist is always to deepen the mystery. Put another way by Joseph Campbell. She pulled out Joseph Campbell
she's
in this.
Good.
Whoa.
The this creative,
is some real yeah. deal stuff.
The creative act is not hanging on, but yielding to a new creative movement. And then finally, as Alan Watts said,
you know, the seminal
Alan
Watts.
I just texted
Alan Watts.
He hasn't fucking written me back yet.
Well, here he is.
Here he says, the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it and move with it and join the dance. Hope it's helpful.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, and she says, if you have any questions or comments, you could call her and she'd be happy to clarify anything for you. Which is,
I don't think I need an ounce of clarification.
Marcy brings it, like, she gets it real, keeps it real.
I feel like we need to practice.
Yeah.
Right away.
You have to leave right now.
Have to leave now. You're going to have to leave now. Marcy just shucked
Marcy
it all over our eyes.
Marcy takes care of business.
That's right.
Like that one. We had her pull a card on us, and we were like, we got to edit this out.
Yeah, we took out so much. We were like,
it got too real.
No, that was really great, though. I mean, for Marcy not knowing us at all and just doing her thing and us
she
doing our thing.
She didn't say, quit now.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Quit while you're not even close to a head, assholes. Last summer, we were asked to partake in a show at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, a show that was being put on by a record label called Dromedary Records, run by a sweet, sweet, cool dude named Al. He puts on this Camel Fest every year. It's a benefit show. To try to condense, we were asked on to it. He had not heard us before, but we were highly recommended.
You can seem surprised.
Because
Marcy.
Like,
because
Marcy.
Yeah. Marcy came.
She pulled a card with like, boom.
She said, you know what Alan Watts says about this band?
Yeah.
Even Joseph Campbell.
Yeah. I think I made the face with highly recommended because generally I'll let everybody know that I play in a band, but I never say you're going to like it. Because it's very confrontational. It's very crazy. It's not made for you to like it, you know, but we do it and we're going to keep on doing it. So that's why I kind of was like, we came
it's like my comedy. I don't give a shit if you like
yeah, it. Yeah, yeah. It's got to come out of us for us to stay sane. So it has nothing to fucking do with you. So nonetheless, we were asked to do this show. We did the show, and we nailed it to the cross. It was a beautiful thing. We really made an impression.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, Al came over to us and he said, listen, I've run this little record label since 1993 out of my home. I'm really proud of that. The fact that next year, because this was last year, 2013, will be our 20-year anniversary. I'm
going to... You know he'd been running it for that long.
Yeah. Okay.
He said he was going to put out a compilation in 2013 of artists from 2013 covering songs from 1993, the year that he started. See?
One of the many years I was an undergrad.
Interesting. Yeah, I was...
That's the music I was listening to in 1993, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was in 10th grade, and I was sucked right into that world of that stuff, too. So I was really psyched. 93 was really effective year for me.
Four?
Yeah.
What? He's born Please in, leave the studio. Yeah.
He's born in 88, this guy's I'm born illegal. In 78.
We can't even legally can't have even. Him in here. Yeah.
We immediately kind of like attached to the idea of possibly doing a Fugazi song.
Yeah.
We've recorded down it at Inner Ear where they've done all their stuff with Don Z.
Waiting Room is going to throw that out there.
That's a, mm-hmm. yeah, like that popped in. Then we also thought of maybe doing Nirvana. We cover Nirvana sometimes. But, you know, ultimately for a band like us to spend the time in the studio recording someone else's song, it had to be something that we were going to grow from, something we were going to learn from. I mean, we could whip a Nirvana song out of our ass real easy. You know, it's not a huge stretch.
Yeah, I think a lot of bands. Yeah. Katie and I just went right into a Rape Me before this.
Yeah, and that I'm interested to hear that rendition. Yeah, just a little Rape Me.
Yes.
But yeah, so we said, you know what, if we're going to do a cover song, let's do something that's going to force us to move forward and grow. PJ Harvey's Rid of Me record came out in 93. 50 Foot Queenie was the lead single off it. It's just a real short, quick blast of a punk song kind of done her way. We listened to it and we thought, you know what? If we push it through our kind of meat grinder, this would really make sense. We're such a male, aggro, whacked out band to be doing a female song.
Song though is very upset. Oh, yes. So I don't think the gender has, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot in that song.
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of upset. And we tapped into our upset with it. And
indeed.
And that was the birth of it. We recorded it about 6 months ago. We delivered it to Al. And he said, listen, this thing is so good that I want to do it as its own single. It'll go on the compilation, but let's do a 45, a vinyl. So
Get out. Yeah, that's awesome.
We were psyched about it, and we haven't really worked with a record label before. We do everything on our own, but being that Al has the same DIY spirit as we, because he's not some big corporation, we were there.
He almost thought we wouldn't want to have it put out because he thought we were so DIY. And
yeah, well, we constantly signature stuff on Facebook or on social media with like DIY till we die is what we usually write, because we're so beyond and over the whole chasing some bullshit ring game that so many bands are in it for.
So you guys are going to the studio, you're recording your own stuff, you're mixing your own stuff, you're doing everything yourselves, you're managing yourselves, you are it.
We're fully DIY. Everything.
You know, it's funny, I know Al, and I'm familiar with Dromedary too, and I needed my music updated, and I went to that site. I didn't know any of the bands, but I was like, you know what? Anything I pick is going to be good. And I just went click, click, click. And I bought three things. And I was like, it's going to be fine, whatever I get. And I was happy with everything. Awesome. So he knows what he's doing.
So what kind of, the majority of the acts on his label are...
They're
what,
definitely
rock.
Not, yeah, but they're definitely not as heavy or crazy as us.
Yeah.
We're a stab into a whole different direction for his label.
In the face.
Yeah, a stab in the face.
Right. Face stabbing.
Yeah, yes. That's
of the establishment.
Genre creation.
I love your Lady Abortion.
Oh.
I love
she
it
really
so
does.
Much.
She doesn't stop talking about it.
I started like...
That's awesome.
I used to listen to it on the way
you
home.
You would never
work,
know.
And then I listened to it on my... And then
such
I started
a gentle operatic lady.
I do, but I can't sing it like you do. When I try to sing it, it comes out really like sad and sweet. Oh my God.
That's it thrills me to think that you ever even attempt to try to
Katie's
sing
it.
Katie's
gonna
cover
it.
I do.
I would love.
We're gonna get sued.
Copyright infringement.
And 50 Foot Queenie now. That's what I have, and I like to play them before I go to work, especially before
I walk
in the
office. Is that how you get psyched for work?
I get psyched
with Lady Abortion.
I do, and then I sit down, and nobody knows what I just listened to, and then they call me, and I'm like, what?
Video should be just like hordes of people going into the work, and then you just hear that in the background, like
this vicious stuff.
Yeah,
I say that everybody. I mean, if you haven't heard. heard it, go and listen to it, and go buy it. And especially we'll you runners.
We'll mix a small piece of it in. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, okay. Please. Do play Lady Abortion.
Yeah. And, you know, for runners, I see it on Facebook all the time. People who run are like, what's a good song to run to? And it's Maybe Lady Abortion.
Should, when
and
I
it's
run, I'm angry. For Queenie, I don't want to be too. Pastoral. Yeah.
Those are two great ones.
I bet you I would go off like a lightning bolt if I heard that shit.
Yeah, those two back to back actually probably do work well with any kind of workout regimen.
In fact, if you go ahead and download their songs and run to them and email us, there's a lot of steps. And tell us how it is. We're going to send you the official Hey You Know It shot glass.
Yeah.
So you can celebrate later.
Download, then run.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then write us for the shot glass, then use the shot glass.
Yes.
Those are the four steps.
Do the shot before you run.
You could
loosen up the muscles a little bit.
You could do a shot of Red Bull.
Yeah.
You could do a shot of Red Bull. It depends on the person.
Sans vodka.
Well.
So this sounds like a deal, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are going to win.
Yeah.
All the way around.
All the way. Everyone's going
to
win.
Live to win, you know.
Live to
win. The great Paul Stanley. I don't quote Alan Watts, I quote Paul Stanley of Kiss.
Of Kiss fame. Of Kiss fame.
Of Kiss fame.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
We have a segment that we call Advice on Advice. And basically we find advice on the internet that we find is unqualified.
And it stinks.
Frankly, it stinks. And we improve upon that. We give advice to that advice. Hence, Advice on Advice.
This guy, you're about the advice.
All right. So we're going to
He's giving me some quality.
So you're going to help us with Advice on Advice.
Quality stuff. Okay.
When you fuck up your life long enough and learn from the mistakes and then start to figure out how to avoid the mistakes, some of your advice
From your mistakes.
Yeah, you learn from my bullshit.
Okay.
I know nothing. That's evgold.com.
There you go. Evgold.com.
All right.
Okay. So this is how to be in a cool band.
Okay.
All right. A cool band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. First, choose the style of music you'd like to play.
Is that legitimate?
Is that legitimate?
You guys are saying find the kind of music as you play. All right. So that's our first piece of advice.
First piece of advice is throw that away. If you're going to sit around and choose it, you're already kind of...
We're going to be a goth synth pop band.
Yeah.
So let's assemble our look.
You're trying to model
about the music last.
You're trying to model yourself after a band that you're
But this isn't a good band, though. This is a cool band. So keep in mind, this person wants to be in a cool
band. You have to define what is cool. What's a cool band?
Yes. What is a cool band?
That's a good question.
We'll find out as we go.
So what's the next piece?
Then find two or three friends who can play instruments. You might want a lead guitarist, a drummer,
anything else?
A singer, and a bassist.
Four people?
Most bands do need more than two pieces. I mean, we happen to have our thing that we do, and we've learned how to make two pieces sound so full generally.
That's why I asked if it's just you. I thought, we're the other guys.
Generally.
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Usually when we come off stage, people are like, oh my God, so much sound for two guys. But if you are trying to start a cool band, I think most cool bands have like four guys or five guys.
Okay.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Splitting it money four ways isn't cool though.
But exactly.
Splitting expenses four
ways. Oh, yeah, that is cool.
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
Maybe you could find a way to split the expenses, but keep more of the income.
Depending on how close those friends are that you ask.
How cool they are.
So
this
is the image of how cool
are your friends? That's the real question.
This is them asking, hey, do you want to be in my band?
Hey, you want to play with me? Let's get cool. Hey.
The next step is to learn three or four songs together.
Learning songs together would be the next logical...
Learning to play. Makes
starting
sense.
Point.
Yeah.
Starting point.
You know, I don't
band's
know.
Getting cooler.
Yeah. Okay. Although it might be cool if they couldn't play.
Yeah.
Like, they're so cool they can't even fucking play.
They just stand.
They're really so good. They're so good at being cool. I don't even know what the fuck I like them.
I just like the hat and vest.
Yeah, vest.net.
There you go.
Why a hat and a vest?
Why not?
Have you seen any of the bands in Brooklyn other than us?
They wear pointy shoes,
hats, and vests, and sound like...
Were they ska bands? Because that's, in my mind, who wears a hat and a vest.
No, I mean, ska bands wearing a hat and vest, we welcome that.
Yeah. I saw a ska band, the drummer was wearing a Black Flag shirt. That was cool to me. It made them cool.
These guys in Brooklyn, they're just... What kind of music is it?
It's vagina heavy.
Okay.
Which is fine, depending on how you want to...
What is vagina heavy?
Are they getting
music?
Vaginas by playing this music?
I think... they're not getting vaginas. I think vagina heavy is really... it's kind of talking about men with no balls.
Oh,
it's neutered and it's spayed,
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn scene is neutered. Brooklyn scene is spayed.
Okay.
There's no spunk to impregnate the future of rock and whatever you want to call it.
Limped
there
dick.
Is no potent spunk.
Limped dick.
In Brooklyn. Yeah. Lumped docked.
Yeah, lumped yeah. docked.
However
lumped
I said it. Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's limp.
Right.
I want to see somebody with some pointy shoes. Okay, go ahead. What's the next thing?
That's get a gig opening for an already popular band.
Oh, that's easy.
That's
no
simple.
That's you guys did it.
Yeah,
did,
only took 11 years. Yeah. My whole life.
Yeah, how do you think we did it? We just called in Johnny Connection.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
called Gary Geffen.
Yeah.
Who said, "Hey, Shiva Shortcut, how do we make this happen for these guys?
It's an international.
How do you get to do fucking nothing yeah. and get a gig? Let's yeah. figure it out." So that's really simple. Getting
that's
that opening
easiest.
Spot.
So this advice is not bad.
That's
yeah.
the easiest thing on the list.
That's
so
the
far.
Best piece of advice. Just cut a corner yeah. and make it happen.
I'm actually we're gonna open for the Stones. I think.
Bang.
Yeah.
We got two friends.
Boom.
We got two friends right here.
That's right. Yeah. And we'll learn three or four songs together.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I like
yeah.
this.
Best.
Yeah.
I like this.
Going. We best. Got two vaginas already.
Choose your best five songs to play.
Okay. And we only know a couple, so it's going to be all of them.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then dress in a style consistent with your music style. Make sure all the band's outfits don't clash. Do you guys check your outfits?
Do you have outfits?
Do you have a uniform? Do you have like a
I think
name?
I've worn this.
It's like t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
Just this.
Is the outfit.
This is the outfit.
This is the outfit.
What they're wearing right now, folks, is what you will see them every time you see them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Outfits. We got to put that on our list.
We've thought about it. You know, like jumpsuits.
Jumpsuits.
Just some kind of like maybe track suits.
Yeah. Helmets. Generally, when I see bands in outfits, I just think, Jesus Christ. But
is
you
anybody
know,
doing that?
That
to me sounds like a 60s type of a situation where we're all
maybe
wearing
not
the
totally
same.
Matching, but definitely like you
unless
know,
you're Daft
color
Punk.
Coordinated, you know, like
it does exist.
Color coordinated,
it
what?
Does exist.
What? Taking yeah. are out of it. We are out of the loop.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we've seen a lot of bands. We've seen a lot of
we've played
bands,
with lots and lots of bands. I mean, a band that'll wear everyone's wearing all white. All of them are all wearing white.
Were they black? Because that sounds like something we would do.
No. I mean, that would be nice. May God bless the blacks who are all white and the whites who are all black.
But you mean,
either
that
or.
Seems like a boys to men. You know what I mean? Like a kind of like a flowy
yeah.
shirt
yeah.
situation.
Like a giant yeah. suit.
Mandals.
Like,
white mandals.
White mandals.
Yeah.
An R. Kelly type of situation.
What's saying before Labor Day mandals, bitches. What are you doing with your mandals before Labor Day? Keep them white.
I don't know what a mandal is. Is that like, what is
man
that?
Man sandals.
Oh, see, that's how out of the loop I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got to brush up on your costume.
My balls are too big.
Your costume talk. Your costume speak is in the shit shop, buddy.
Well, there we go.
You better,
there
better
it
brush
is.
Up.
There it is. It comes finally up. Comes out. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Pork pie hats, mandals. Let's get with it.
All
vest,
white.
Vest.net.
See,
you
this
go
is
to
making
vest.
Us cool already.
Minimum 3-4 vaginas.
Yeah.
Heavy in the place.
Yeah.
Heavy labiate vaginas
yeah.
is what
oh,
they need.
Oh, I think
that's
a good band
that's
name,
very,
Heavy Vaginas.
Heavy Vaginas.
They could be open for you guys. Bada bing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on.
Like
okay,
bada
when you get on stage, become cool and collected. Is that what you guys...
Is that how you guys sneak on the stage?
Yeah, just appear.
You just slip out.
Yeah,
well, no, we're behind the curtain, and then
you
it comes up.
Appear.
And then we're in a pose. We have a pose behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Like an Atlas type of thing?
Yeah. Atlas shrugged.
What about groupies, you guys?
Yeah, give us a lowdown.
Okay, what's
groupies.
Happening?
I guess...
Do they show up?
I guess they exist. I don't know. I mean...
Our fans, it's a male-dominated
crowd. Yeah, we have mostly male fans.
Mostly.
Okay.
And I guess because our music's intense and crazy.
They don't want anything to do with you after it's over.
Yeah.
You're covered with sweat.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty
some
filthy
do.
And disgusting. I guess there are females that have interest in us. You know, I mean...
Have you seen them in the crowd?
A time or two. You know, I mean, we both...
Ladies,
I mean,
ladies, if you're looking for men, go to these guys' shows.
Yes.
Cinema.
You'll
go
see
and
you're, if you're
up.
Looking for men, if you want to be, you know, one female in a crowd of many high testosterone sweaty men, a cinema show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you where know. You want to go. That's if they're groupies, we don't really know about them.
Then they're not groupies,
you know,
I guess, right?
Yeah.
Secret groupies.
I don't
know.
Yeah,
you know, well, actually, then you probably do have groupies, because this is some groupie advice.
Maybe if we were looking for them, we'd see them, but I guess because we're kind of
not... We're not in for the chicks, man.
Yeah, we're
not
in
it
for the chicks. We don't need to be in a band for chicks.
No.
Look at us.
There you
just
go.
Take a look.
I walk
this.
Down the street and there's groupies. They don't even know what I'm doing. You know?
They
I mean, when
assume.
I go to play my music, I'm
yeah.
here to kill you. I'm not looking to pick
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
When I walk down the street, let the groupies line up. May God bless them.
Ladies, do not go to a cinema show if you're looking to pick up men.
Or if you're looking to pick up cinema.
I'm revised. Yeah, I'm revised. That's not where you're to get them. That's not where you're to get them.
So Motley Crue's former wife was saying, to other groupies.
Motley Crue's.
Motley Crue's form who? Oh, Vince Neil's.
Okay. Excuse me. The whole band.
The white band. Whole,
you got a white band? This is a white
band. A little more equal of it, too, guys.
So. Her advice to groupies is play hard to get. Don't give it up. It's that easy.
How are you going to be a groupie then? I thought you had to give it up. Well, that's we're doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
I pretended to be a groupie for Faith No More, remember?
Ooh. That's right.
I just said I was. That nothing
and people
happened.
Were like, wow.
People believed it. They were like, is that where you were? I'm like, yeah.
She goes on to say,
I like that lie, though. I love Faith No More.
I like that lie. I like that lie.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that lie.
Do you guys play other instruments? Do you, like,
yeah, what are you playing?
Isn't it easier to play like a bunch of instruments?
Well,
like,
once you know one? Paul kind of is a bit more of a multi-instrumentalist. Actually, we both have our little bits of it.
Yeah, I mean, play bass, obviously.
Yeah, well, I mean, guitar is my main instrument, and I sing, which the vocal, I guess, is its own kind of instrument that we all have.
I don't have that one.
But
believe me.
I could also play other things that are stringed, you know, like I could pick up a bass, or, okay. You know, I mean, there's a bass in the house. So I was actually teaching my girlfriend bass for a little while. I learned.
How'd that go? Because I don't like it when Greg tries to teach me anything. I'm resistant.
Yeah. You know, I'm
like, what do you know?
It was.
Did I ask you?
What do you know about law?
That's the thing. That's the thing. She's an artist herself, not a musician. She's an actual fine artist. She does all our artwork.
Cool.
She's the bomb. She's the bomb.
She designs all our merch. Her name is Lauren Kelly. She's amazing. Amazing artist. Really blessed to have her.
Part of the team. Really,
part of the team, you know. Totally. But
third member.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But it's gee whiz, where was I going with all that? I kind
of
left.
You were teaching her how to play. And she was like, what do you know?
So she's definitely a master at what she does. I guess kind of like you're a master at what you do and Greg is a master at what he does.
I would hope so, yeah.
So as I was trying to teach her, once in a while she would kind of like question something. And I would just be like, I know how to do this.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not placing this little nugget in the middle of your sandwich because I want it to be there. I'm not rearranging your salad plate. Yeah. I'm telling you, if you want to learn how to play, this is the next thing.
It's
you
know? Hard, though, when it's your, you know, with a partner. Because definitely with Greg, when I'm trying to show him something, I try, because I was a teacher for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So I try not to come across like an asshole, but it's impossible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just.
And that was the thing. Like, that's the thing.
It just comes out. Because you get into your space where you're like, I know all about this. You
exactly. So, I mean, I might not be the best teacher, but she did pick up a bunch and she kept going with it. But then, I mean, Paul and I are just so crazy busy. Keeping up, we try to keep a really serious practice schedule along with all the shows.
Yeah, how often do you guys practice?
Well, in the beginning, we didn't practice that often. In 2009, our second year as a band, we did 100 shows alone that year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we didn't even have a van yet. We did those in a 4-door Mazda Millennia.
Wow, well, how did you do? It was like a clown car, basically.
Clown car, more or less, yeah. So we did so many shows that year that we didn't keep a practice space. We would hourly rehearsal once in a while, but the gigs became the practice.
That's awesome.
In 2011, we got a practice space, and we got into the habit of no matter what the gigs, no matter what the schedule, getting in there twice a week, regardless, stay sharp, work on new material. And also, Paul and I, we do a lot of improv. And you can't really practice improv. You can only play together a lot and be really comfortable. Like, you guys can't practice your funny shit. You guys can just get together
sure
as often as you can. You know?
Sure cannot.
Yeah. So we do keep a pretty crazy schedule, which is why, you know, ultimately the lessons for her didn't continue. But as far as other instruments, if it has strings, I could play it. I mean, I could tinker around on a piano a little bit. That's about it. I could maybe hold a little bit of a beat on the drums, but I couldn't really go around. It's like basketball. I can shoot at the hoop, but I can't dribble. Like, I could hit the drums, but I can't make my hands and my feet make stuff happen.
Do what this
guy
does.
To do what this guy does.
Yeah,
but meanwhile, he can play drums and also plays guitar. And
I'm partial to the wind instruments.
Yes,
I play the
the oboe comes up there.
Oh yeah, no, I've never played the oboe.
I just don't know how you guys. I tried to play the clarinet like in second grade.
Really, the worst instrument.
The worst instrument. It's like half the size of my body.
Doesn't sound too great. Really,
doesn't sound good. Nobody like.
And it's not the coolest. Well, all the flutes were taken, right?
Yeah, all the flutes were taken. Yeah. It's like, here, put this. It's like, put this in your mouth. It is this giant.
The reed and all that kind of business.
Yeah,
I wanted to play the guitar and was promptly handed a violin.
Oh man, I always want to learn to play that. I think
It was when you're a little, when you're a young girl and you just want to shred.
I wanted to play the drums. My mother said, "No way, you can't play the drums."
And with the guitar, I have a guitar at home. You can get away with a lot. I feel like on a guitar a little bit, on a violin, you can get away with nothing. It sounds like you're raping a cat in a bad way.
There is no good way to rape
a
cat.
There's no good way to make it sound good. There's no good way to make it sound good. Yeah. So what do you guys, are you guys have anything cooking that you can tell us about?
Yeah. There is a lot.
A lot of pots on the stove.
Okay. A lot of pots on the stove. But this isn't going to air till next week. So by the time this airs, we'll have already done this. We're doing a weekend tour. We do at least one or two weekends a month. We'll do like a Thursday through Sunday. This one is New England with Connecticut and Massachusetts and all that stuff.
I imagine that you guys are huge in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and New
because
England.
People up there are angry.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of dudes up there.
Yeah, every time we go up, we do really, really well.
They need to move around.
Yeah, yeah. New England really, really definitely accepts what we have to offer.
Which is kind of surprising because, you know, the whole New York, Boston thing.
No, my husband is from, Central Mass, as he calls it. And I went to his town. Yeah, they definitely need some cinema.
Yeah.
They need to work it out in the octagon of rock.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
The rock-tagon.
Yes.
Boom.
The
I'm not saying another word.
I like it. He's done. He just dropped his mic.
That's it.
Like Obama.
He fashioned the mic. Did he really?
What?
Oh, Obama.
We wanted him. Did he do it?
Poor Obama. Was he singing?
I think on SNL it was like
we wanted him.
He just won't stop singing. Anyway.
But as far as bigger kind of things that we do have coming up, I mean, we have a bunch of shows going on over the summer, but in November, we're going to have our first tour of Europe.
Wow.
We're going over there for about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Where are you going? Germany.
We're going to Germany.
Yes.
We're going to Prague.
Nice.
We're going to Berlin.
Awesome.
We're going to Slovakia.
Yes. Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Slovakia, they will love you.
Yeah,
I spent some time there. They got a lot to say.
The reason why we're going there is because it seems like that's one of the places that's starving.
You guys should also starving go. You need to get some Nordic action in.
The Nords.
Yes, they would be really, really into it.
Yeah.
I have a friend who on the West Coast she's an African American woman who's into Ren Faire stuff, and somehow a Swedish death metal band like saw some of her work, and now she's like their costume designer. She's like, they're insane.
Right.
They're like, can we get more teeth on these shoes?
Oh my God.
So I think they would really like it.
Maybe that could be part of our uniform that we wear
could.
On stage.
We could
start. You guys don't do any war kind of stuff, though.
No. Okay. No. We're crazy enough without spitting fake blood at you.
I don't know if war is still around. I know on the way here, I saw ICP. How old are these guys now?
Is it
the same guys? Or are they like Blue Man? Anyone could be ICP.
Probably.
I think it's the same two guys. But they could have stand-ins. They could be on their second Skinny J. It depends. Who knows what his parole was?
What's the other guy's name? Too Fat Clowny?
Is that
Too Fat Clowny and Skinny J?
Yeah, no.
They're
not
interchangeable. You can't just come in as like
two Skinny J's.
I'm not sure what the names are.
Skinny J sounds right.
Sounds right
to me.
You should change it.
So does Too Fat Clowny, honestly.
I was just like, you guys, really?
Yeah.
Still around. That makes me feel old. That they're still around.
Yeah, they've been around.
I bet they take off their makeup and they're like, we got mortgages.
That's why they're still around.
Yeah, got
I gotta
check
my stock portfolio.
Neither one of those two guys could do a goddamn other thing than rap some crazy stupid shit about dreams and whatever that is.
Miracles.
Miracles.
Brothers.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just, God bless them.
They're amazing.
God bless the
clown posse. Because you know what? There will always be guys that age who want to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
So there.
Yeah.
Well, they have that whole festival that they put on, right? Like
they do their own festival.
The Juggalo Festival.
Yeah.
We should cover that. We should get at least one. Can we get one slightly upset clown in here? Just a miffed clown.
Some crazy stuff goes down at that. I hear.
You guys should go. You can probably sneak in if you clown up.
If we clown up.
You clown up and get up
there.
They
will wind up eventually
Too Fat Clowny and Skinny J, right?
Yeah. Too Fat Clowny, Little Skinny J.
It was us the whole time.
Too Fat Clowny, Little Skinny J. You didn't know that Cinema is really insane. Clown Posse. Look at the pictures. Look at the website,
You've never
assholes.
Seen them together at the same time.
That's why we never play the same ICP. Bill.
We never play the Juggalo Fest.
And you guys are not to be found when Juggalo Fest is on.
That's right.
That's true.
You guys.
Look at that. Exposing secrets.
Yes, for ICP.
Industry.
Well, you can edit that out, right? Edit.
Yes,
like I'm going to say right now.
Snip.
Edit.
Snip.
Cut.
Snip. I'm making two fingers like a scissor. Snip.
Can you see that podcasting universe?
Yes.
Can you see?
Hey You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
Actually, aside from, you know, the Europe thing, which is kind of a sizable thing, in all,
do you guys have a name for that tour?
Not yet, but we're going over there on tour with a gentleman named Martin Beese. Mm-hmm. He is a producer engineer who's had a studio in the Gowanus section of Brooklyn for about 35 years.
Wow.
He's done records with Sonic Youth, Swans, Helmet, Afrika Bambaataa.
Wow.
Everybody. Sonic Martin's Youth. Worked with everybody. He's the one who's kind of taking us over as his opening band.
Wow, that's awesome.
So we're really psyched about that. And also, we just were very, very lucky enough, because as a two-piece and, you know, with the chemistry we have, there is, with all the sound we make, there is some space for a third party, but just not a conventional third party.
Like podcasting, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
Some spoken word interviewing.
There's space that exists.
Clowning.
So in our pursuit of the next clowning, you know, thing we could do, mm-hmm. the next undercover clowning.
Keep it going,
we actually, we're really lucky that we've started a free jazz improv trio with a gentleman named Matt Dario. He's a Grammy.
When I said, do you have anything going on? I was like, nothing now. It's like, I got 8 projects.
Yeah. He's a Grammy Award winner named Matt Dario. He's played in Paradox Trio and the Klezmatics. He's a psychotic horn player.
He plays a psychotic horn.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just had our first, we just jammed with him for the first time. A gentleman who works with us named Matthew Paneth.
Where are you guys playing?
We'll be playing at a place called Spectrum.
Okay.
It's in the Lower East Side on Ludlow Street.
Okay, nice.
It is a freeform jazz gallery kind of place. It's the second floor. It's like an apartment that turns into a venue.
Just
like
the people that live in the apartment know this.
Like, who the fuck are these guys?
Exactly. It's real.
Like,
it's like a,
in my kitchen?
It's like a slice of old New York. We're playing with him Saturday, August 17th at Spectrum.
Nice.
And that show is just in the middle of us doing our own regular loud, crazy shows. We might wind up doing a record with Matt as well,
you know,
and some other shows.
Jeez, just another day.
Yeah.
But
I got a marching band in the works here.
I have a solo 3-piece that I'm working on.
The solo 3-piece is
DJ Dad Dicks.
DJ Dad Dicks.
You know, we've talked about that.
Yes, all
You're
that
not
milk.
Involved.
All that milk. Oh my
that's
god.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That single's gonna drop soon.
That is gonna work.
You can't
soon.
Even let me have my own thing. You're stealing my thunder.
All that milk.
Oh, come on. What's up with that? Guys,
he changed the rhythm, you know, like he just
that's
can't stay out of
when
it.
You're in a band. Yeah, that's
crazy.
How it is.
It's just so
sick. If people want to find you guys on the internet, where can they find you?
We have many places.
Yes. Okay.
We're all over
you
the interwebs.
And all of them.
And all of them.
Well, let's look at the Bandcamp. People don't know we have a Bandcamp.
Yeah, what's Bandcamp?
Yeah, what is Bandcamp?
What is this Bandcamp thing?
Bandcamp is a website that came out a few years ago that's geared towards independent bands that aren't signed to big labels, etc., for bands to put up their merch and their music as it's kind of like a storefront where the money could go directly to the band via mm-hmm. PayPal. Whereas, like, when you distribute your music through, there are independent distributors like TuneCore. They get your music on iTunes and eMusic and all that stuff, but you never really see any of the quote-unquote royalties, whereas Bandcamp is like a
that
platform.
Seems like not a very good
yeah.
Great for the company.
Yeah, but Bandcamp is the opposite. Bandcamp, you see
so
everything.
So when I buy from Bandcamp,
yeah, you're
you
gonna,
guys
you
have,
get
the artist gets
what
it.
What kind of merch do you guys have?
We just have a brand new run of t-shirts,
okay.
2 different designs. All we have our own silk screening equipment. My girlfriend, Lauren, she hand designs and makes
very
all
cool.
The merch.
She's very supportive.
MVP. Yeah. She's an MVP.
MVP,
really.
Without a
That's
doubt.
That's awesome.
There's also the brand new vinyl, the 7-inch, it's 50-foot Queenie vinyl record, which comes in 4 different colors. I think there's mm-hmm. pink, there's purple, there's white.
Ooh,
that's awesome.
That's
nice.
Yeah,
I don't
really
even have a record
that.
Player, but it sounds
now
nice.
Now you want one, right?
Yeah.
Now you're
going to
get a record
player. And we have our full-length CD and a shorter CD for sale on there also. It's cinemacinema.bandcamp.com.
Excellent.
And that's the easiest place to actually get our stuff. If you want info on the band, our website is just cinemacinemaband.com. And on Facebook, which we are on very often, there was some cinephile who had the name facebook.com/cinemacinema. So on Facebook, we're facebook.com/cinema twice. That's the link. And also, Paul actually does the Twitter. What's the Twitter?
It's Cinema Cinema, at Cinema Cinema.
And you're the Twitter theme somewhere?
I'm the Twitter theme.
You're all over the Twitter?
Yes. He's the Twitter guy. We both do the Facebook together. He's the YouTube guy.
I'm on Instagram now, too. I just started Instagramming.
Really?
No. I got an iPhone, so it's very easy to do all these things.
I did it for a while. I went crazy with it, and then I just friggin' forgot about it.
Yeah, you
there's
know.
So many. It is really cool, though.
Yeah, I'm still afraid I'm going to upload all my pictures.
It's very easy.
The pictures that we've taken when we're drunk of someone sitting on a fork that we thought was funny.
Yeah.
But wasn't funny at all. Put that on Instagram.
Maybe I'll take a picture of all of us and I'll put it on Instagram.
There
How about
go.
That? There you go. But yeah. I'm not going to tell you the name. You got to find me.
You got to find it. It's a Mr. Wild.
Anytime you guys want to come back, we'd love to have
you
back.
Yeah.
It only took us a couple years this time, so maybe by...
Maybe when I'm like 16, you know, I'll come back.
Once you're legal, we can have a drink.
And I'm 54 by that point. So I'll be with Kane.
Finally, I'll be 23. We're looking forward to that day. So
these timeless days on Hey You Know It. Damn it.
Paul, we want to thank you guys for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the M&Ms and Twizzlers.
No problem. We like
treat
to juice
right.
up our people.
Oh, yeah, the amenities.
Yes. Hey, you know what? Don't skimp.
K-I. No skimping.
Yeah. And we'll send you guys, as we do for all of our guests, a nice Hey, You Know What shot glass.
That is so awesome.
So you will have something to drink from, finally.
Yeah.
We're going to need one.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
I don't think groupies exist as much as they used to. I mean, it's, you know.
It seems like more of a 70s thing, I feel like, 80s. When there were big arena
I think
shows,
if we were less experimental and less psychotic and more like the guys with the hats and, like, you know, like Bobby Alabama in the
1670s. Scarves, don't forget the scarves.
Yeah.
Scarves,
and
neck
the pointy scarf. Fat shoes knot. And stuff like
with
that.
I like to put a tomato knot in my scarf.
If you've
seen the 2013 tomato knots, they are just shit hot. And that's how I'll be wearing my scarves this afternoon. And may God bless.